This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get a little football. We do it once a week. We don't do it 15 times. Once a week, we give you a mock draft. There's a new one out. Been some signings. You may have heard. Ugh. Kenny, just hit the music. Okay. Remember, we try to do this where, whether it's Kenny, David, Rico, or I, pre-selecting what we deem to be the 8, 10, 12 most interesting things. It is mind-numbing to just go 1 through 10. It's stupid. So, Kenny, be interesting.
All right. The interesting ones. You know what's interesting about this one is this one does account for your new quarterback, Mike.
Yeah, and this, I bet you I'll end up happy.
I'm sure you will.
Go ahead.
I'm sure. Only outcome is possible. Number one, Cam Ward to the Titans. Travis Hunter to the Browns.
Stop with the Browns. Right there. Rico, it's got to be Rico's reaction. If the Browns pass on your guy, Shedeur Sanders, and they take Travis Hunter, how bad of a mistake is that in your world?
I mean, honestly, Mike, I don't think the Browns know what they're doing.
So, oh, good.
All no, no, no.
Right.
To send Shedeur Sanders there would be another failed quarterback because it's a rudderless ship. They have no direction. They got Myles Garrett.
How do you not take Abdul Carter there? Extend Myles Garrett's career. You just paid him $40 million.
Because I think right now, unfortunately, the Cleveland Browns are in the we need to sell tickets category.
Oh, that's a great way to run a team.
Oh, all right. Oh, I know. But it is.
Next.
Hey, we got this guy who could play both sides of the ball. Come out here and watch. And that's why. Abdul Carter means you're actually serious. And okay, let's make our defense even better. Nah, we just need a novelty act.
Kenny? Just do it.
Originally, Tannenbaum had your team taking Shedeur Sanders.
Now,
no. The updated pick now is Mason Graham.
This is Christmas Story when Ralphie is in the dream sequence and he turns in his theme. A plus, plus, plus. Mason Graham next to Dexter Lawrence. Kayvon on one side, Brian Burns on the other. I'm in. All about it. What are you doing at top five? You're not taking a quarterback? Take a big person. Mason Graham is a stud.
Hey, Kenny, why aren't they taking a quarterback?
We got Mr. Dangerous.
Hey, word association.
Fake as fake as word that rhymes with duck. Do you see how he celebrated signing with the team? Picture of MetLife. Been here once. Can't wait to do it again. A reference to winning the Super Bowl. Yeah, okay, dude. Try crawling out of the NFC East basement. Weirdo.
Wait, it was no less ride?
You got to be unlimited.
No Statue of Liberty.
Hey, Giants win total before Russell Wilson was a league low 3.5. After signing Russell Wilson, real difference maker, 3.5. Kenny?
Vegas people were just sleeping. Just wait.
It'll update. Yeah, I'm sure it'll bump to 4.
Kenny?
Here's a name you brought up earlier. Abdul Carter goes 5 to the Jaguars.
Love it. Go opposite.
Yeah.
Josh Allen, Hines, or whatever he changed his name to. Abdul Carter, to me, is the best player in the draft.
Yeah. I would take him 1.
And then we have Ashton Gentry going to the Raiders at 6.
Okay, so Shadur is nowhere, correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Now, see, I wonder how much of this...
That's Pete Carroll, bro. That's him drafting his Marshawn Lynch. Remember, did you see the reports they reached out on K-9?
Yeah.
They're obsessed.
They are. They are, and they're saying that, you know, he's the... You know, Derrick Henry 2.0. I
don't buy that.
That's a reach.
I think he's a very good player.
But Pete Carroll doesn't have time to sit there and develop a quarterback.
No, he's 100.
Right. The second he went there, Shador is never going to go there. Now, the thing is, it's a package deal. You got dad coming along with him. So you got to make sure that that's who you really want. But well, let's see. There's another New York team out there.
And the 8-9s are the Panthers, couple of Georgia kids going. Jalen Walker, 8 to the Panthers. Mykal Williams, 9 to the Saints.
Good luck. The word that would define those two, it's just a lot of inconsistency in there. Mykal Williams was a game-time decision for 15 weeks. Keep going.
And you want the business of interesting? We do have a trade.
Let's hear it.
The Steelers get pick number 10. The Bears trade back to get number 21, a fourth rounder, and next year's first.
They take Shadur. It makes more sense to me. You're going to have Aaron Rodgers for 1 year. You're a playoff caliber team. You put Shadur for a year to learn. That makes sense.
And I don't think Tomlin's taking Deion's phone call. So
that, yeah, no.
And I mean, if you think
about LeVar Ball with a cowboy hat.
Think about this, Mike. And I'm glad David would agree with me. The Steelers know how to handle the circus. Because look at how many people come through that organization and are just basically... It's a circus act. It's clowns. So to bring in Shadur and Deion, man, Pittsburgh's used to that. Like, that's it? That's all you got? Wow. We've had wide receivers do wackier things than that. Looking at you, Antonio Brown.
And Rico, your team selecting number 11 gets Will Johnson out of Michigan.
Uh-oh. You're not taking a big person.
I like Will Johnson, but I'm not happy with that pick because they have to rebuild everything. The secondary's been decimated, Mike, but that's you know me. I'm all about big person draft. Get the best one out there. Hopefully, Kenny, there's not some out there that I'm going to end up regretting if they take Will. I like Will. Not a necessity at 11.
At 15 out of Michigan, this name gets brought up on the station frequently. Kenneth Grant goes to the Falcons.
I would have took him.
That's kind of where I was getting at is... These are the big people that you missed out on moving forward in this draft.
If you need a space eater, this is the number one guy. He's a biscuit short of 350. He's quick and short little bursts. He's a really good football player, but you got to need a specific role. If I'm Rico's team, if you have trouble stopping the run, full stop, then Kenneth Grant's your guy.
Yeah.
Those guys don't grow on trees.
And so, they do, because at the end of in the fourth quarter, their defense just collapsed. So, yes, you need... somebody on the defensive line. And I would just need to see the health report on Will Johnson to see what exactly happened and why he's been MIA for so long.
Oh, word association. Business decision. Kenny.
And 16 wide receiver Matthew Golden going to the Cardinals.
Here's what's interesting. First of all, this is the worst wide receiver draft in a decade. But the first receiver going is 16 overall, and it ends up being Matthew Golden. He's the only, when you look at this class, there are good players, but none of them have juice. None of them like
great players.
They don't jump off the screen. Golden is probably the best athlete, and you're seeing what teams want. It's no longer good enough to have a great catch radius or catch 50-50 ball. They want explosion. They want juice. And I just
somebody to pair up with Marvin Harrison. So you're drafting your number 2 receiver.
Yeah, but I continue to say it. Arizona refusing to truly make investment in that offensive line. I never understand it. You have
offensive
weapons.
Offensive line, Mike, and I mean, it's too late. I probably would have let Kyler Murray go somewhere else.
Well, he's going to be the Giants QB next year. I have it all worked out. It's going to be him or Joe Burrow. I've got it all covered.
I want Kyler Murray.
Okay, that's fine. I'd be happy with it.
I don't know if you deserve Joe Burrow.
All right, fair enough.
Let's power through the last few here. James Pierce Jr. going to the Bengals at 17.
Wait, Love he it. Was still on the board?
Oh, I would have took him at 11.
Yeah, 100%. That's why I
Pierce
bring it up.
Pierce is boom or bust, if you've read the reports. Uncoachable, knew he was going to the league. A lot of people at Tennessee didn't like him. Then the other side of it, the singular best physical at the combine for an edge rusher. You got to have the right locker room. You got to have the right coaching staff.
Colston Loveland goes to the Chargers at 22.
Match made in heaven.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
That's a go blue fiesta, and it's exactly what Justin Herbert and that offense need.
And the Lions at 28 to round it off take Malachi Starks from Georgia.
That's your boy.
Yep.
Word association. Malachi Starks, three words or less.
There's a couple of sound effects on the system we could use that for.
Whoa!
Wow.
That's what I'm talking about.
But you really like the player?
Yeah, love the player.
What you going to do with Kirby?
You're going to let him go because you're not paying him $20 million a year.
But interceptions and
I don't care.
Stuff,
and draft and replace.
I don't care. Plus,
Malachi's guy.
Plus, his guy has the versatility to play a little slot. There's some maneuverability there where he can do more than one thing. He's not a center fielder.
Oh, no, I'm just saying because in this town, Kirby's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
I'll do it somewhere else.
And that is your weekly mock draft.